This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome. This is Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich, coming to you, of course, live from my home, as I have been for many, many, many weeks, as is Mark Rolette. Today, not in his office, but the office, South Shore Retirement Services, is open and functioning and staffed with all the safety protocols in place. But Mark, you're taking a little break today. I guess one of your daughters needs to be with friends, social distancing, and you're a good dad helping out.
Yeah, well, it's sneaking away to get some work done, but yeah, trying to make sure the kids are happy, and it's difficult on them too. I mean, as much stress as everyone has in their lives, sometimes the kids just have to sit there, grin and bear it. So we try to make as many accommodations to them as possible.
Good deal, good deal. We're going to be focusing on a lot of issues. You've got a webinar coming up, another one, and they've been going very well. On June 9th, Wednesday, which is just a few days from now, at 11:45 a.m., people can go to RetireSouthShore.com to register. But before we get there, you and I reflect on where we are. We've been talking so much about the virus and about the contagion, but the past week in America, actually around the world, but certainly in American cities, has been very upsetting for obvious reasons. There's a lot of cry for justice, and there are legitimate protests, but then there's the looting and violence. And that has to bother everybody, including the people you're talking with on a regular basis.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, this is not a political radio show by any means, but you'd be remiss to not say something about it. And it's really sad to see the way things are going. And, you know, everyone's out there apparently wanting to help, and people have different ways, I think, of dealing with it. But I've had a lot of conversations in the last week with existing clients and new clients, and that's always the conversation. It's always the talk about, you know, what's going on out there, the rioting, for want of a better expression. It's sad. I have friends that are police officers, and I have friends that are civilians, and of all different walks of life and from different places, obviously. And everyone is sad in the same way, it seems. And I hope something good can come of this.
Well, it just reminds us that the world is a complex place, particularly our local world, and all of this can reflect on your future if you're either thinking of retirement or in retirement. But there are so many wonderful safety protocols in place, and we'll talk about some of those. But let's focus on what the webinar is going to be all about, because I think you're addressing a big portion of the population, your population, who might be thinking about retiring early because of circumstances. They got laid off, let's say. So tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, the webinar itself, I remember, you know, back when I started in this industry more than 20 years ago, we all did the cold calling, and we all, you know, dialing nonstop every single day. And you would talk to people and say, there's been some changes, so we think we should get together, and you just anything to create activity. But the reality is now there has been some significant tax changes in the laws and the tax codes directly affecting retirees, people who have 401ks and IRAs, people who are thinking about retiring. So we have a webinar that I try to give every couple of weeks, that we address some of the concerns that people have, some of the rules that have now changed with regards to when you have to start taking money from retirement plans, or how you can pass money to the next generation, or the lack of options now that are available, and really try to help people figure out what their spend down pyramid is. I mean, you know, our focus of our business is to help make sure that people don't run out of money, because people want a check. They want money in retirement when they stop doing whatever job they did for 30 or 40 years, and everything that they've been able to put away, the kind of the fruits of their labor, including their social security. They want to make sure that's enough and it lasts forever. And it's not just, you know, the risk of the market dropping. You also have, you know, things that you can potentially control, and taxes, not that you can control taxes, But to a certain degree, you can make a decision as to what money you want to spend first. And our philosophy and the strategies that we look at, you know, we try to make it as tax efficient for the clients, for the husband and wife, or the whomever the couple is that we're working with, to make sure that they're not overpaying. You know, lots of other advisors kind of go in different directions, but that's kind of the primary focus of what we look at.
Well, you're so right, Mark. We've discussed the tax changes, and when tax changes occur, there's usually some sense that they're coming, and then they're in place and they stay that way for a while. So there's a lot that you can do. But the focus is really on a lot of people losing their jobs because of the COVID-19 calamity. And at the age of 58, 60, 61, you might have thought, hey, I was going to retire at 65, 68, 70, but circumstances have put me on the street. What do I do? Do I retire early? Can I retire early? Should I retire early? These are all questions you're going to be handling.
The question, can I retire early? Absolutely, you can retire early. Should you retire early is a totally, totally different question. And that really, you're going to have to dive deeper into that. And I've had, you know, multiple conversations. I have lots of clients that obviously have not retired, and we meet them, you know, several years before they retire, and we're setting up strategies for them. And then things like COVID happens and they lose their jobs, or they got furloughed and maybe they're going to go back. And I've had mixed conversations with people, conversations from, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find another job. You know, I'm 60 years old and I was making $130,000 a year. I was going to work for 2 more years. I was going to work to 65. And it's damn near impossible for me to find another job. To other conversations that I had with a client last week who's planning to accelerate his retirement this year because he works with people in a very close proximity. He has an underlying health condition. And he's like, I'm just too nervous to go back. I want to talk to you about, is it feasible for me to stop working now? Because from a pure health standpoint, I just don't feel comfortable going back.
There are so many of these considerations. I'm hearing them all day myself from friends and neighbors and people in the industry that I'm in. And yeah, I mean, these are decisions that are critical. They will affect you in the short term and perhaps in the long term. But what you do, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, I guess, is you look at not just the first 6 months or 12 months, but you look at maybe 2 or 3 years down the road. You really want to prepare people for what's ahead. And that's where planning comes in. We keep mentioning the importance of it for anybody, but now particularly, Mark, planning is essential.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, having a game plan in place and having a strategy that kind of like a roadmap of where you're going to go over the course of the next, you know, the next week, the next month, the next 5 years, and so on and so forth is important because it gives you kind of direction. But that plan and that strategy obviously has to have the ability to change because people get thrown curveballs all the time. And this is a pretty serious curveball that we're being thrown at the moment. We try to make sure that we are communicating with our clients at least on a quarterly basis, if not more, to make sure that we're still, you know, on track with what the objective was, because objectives change. I talked to a client yesterday, you know, specifically about, you know, when you go into retirement, we're going to have income distributed to you from several different sources. The first question I'm going to ask you every quarter is, how much money is in your bank account now? Because if that's growing in retirement, if that's going up in retirement, it means you're overspending your own money most of the time. And if you're overspending your own money, most of the time you're overpaying taxes. So we try to be as efficient as possible. Why pay them if you don't have to pay them? If you have to pay them, you absolutely have to pay them. But if you don't, and you can leave them in a deferred status, then you would just do that.
The telephone number to reach Mark and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, and as I mentioned, the office is open and functioning, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. A reminder, the webinar, June 9th, this Wednesday at 11:45. Find out more at RetireSouthShore.com. I'm going to ask you to sort of share with me and the audience some of the bullet points that you'll be talking about, because these are considerations, whether you're forced to retire early or not, that are coming up now and more prevalent now with what's going on. What are some of the things that people should be thinking about, Mark?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that like are retirement surprises that come up that maybe you're not thinking about. You know, lots of people don't think about longevity, you know, how long a person's going to live. And we see all walks of life, and clients of mine will tell me stories about their parents who are still alive in their 90s. So longevity is something that you have to be aware of. And in a couple situation, it can be vastly different, right, between a husband and a wife.
Of course.
Husband, in his family, nobody might live beyond their mid-70s, but wife's family, everyone might live into their 90s. So husband's head was, I'm going to take Social Security as soon as I retire at 62 because I don't know how long I'm going to be around. Then unfortunately, he passes away in his 70s and his wife lives for another 20 years, having taken a discounted Social Security. So we address things like that. Obviously, the stock market itself, you have to look at how you're invested and what your investment objectives are and if they're consistent with where you should be. And that's why I have part of the team is Brian Galligan with Marshall Wealth Management, to be able to kind of balance things out and look at, yeah, sure, it's important to protect your money and make sure that you can't lose money, to make sure that your essential expenses can be covered. But it's also really important that people make money. I mean, I'm not suggesting or telling anyone to pull their money out. Brian and I will sit with clients and kind of go through what's the best balanced approach here so you can weather all storms. Another things that considerations that people think about are inflation. Things are going to cost more money. You have a cost of living adjustment in your overall retirement plan because you're going to need more down the road potentially than you need now. So those are the types of things that we talk about in the webinar. Things that I've been, addressing with people recently, and we're probably going to adjust the webinar accordingly because of this kind of forced early retirement that some people are encountering is, how do you survive it? Like, how do you get through that? Obviously the ideal is, and I talked to a client recently, lost his job, looking for another job. Yeah, I'm going to try and find another job. But that can be tricky at the best of times when I know that they're not meant to discriminate with age, but unfortunately people who are 60 plus have a harder time finding a job. So one of the things that we talk about is, do you really need to make as much money as you were making? Your plan was to work for 3 more years. Do you need to make that $130,000 a year? Well, maybe not. But if you can make, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year, then that's just $20,000 or $30,000 a year less that you have to take from your investment accounts. It also gives you a job because you wanted to do something for another few years. You weren't quite ready to sit around the kitchen table. Maybe less status, but that also comes with a lot less stress, which can be good in the last couple of years. I mean, most people who work a career and retire out of the primary career they have, their last 3 years are probably the most stressful 3 years they've ever had in their working life.
So
right?
True.
Way
so
up true. The ladder. So we talk a little bit about that, trying to find part-time work, trying to find consulting work. These people's, most of my clients, as they get close to retirement, their Rolodex is like gold,
I'm going to hold you there because we're running out of time for segment one, but there are more issues to contend with that will be very, very, prescient and important that'll be coming up at the webinar that we'll share with you today. We have to take this break. Before we do so, 781-277-4308. This program, this radio show, which is heard weekends on WPLM, is also available as a podcast on the website, retiresouthshore.com. There are additional podcasts that Mark and I have both done on various topics. And, of course, the Facebook page. Your Facebook page is blowing up these days, as it should be. And just go to South Shore Retirement Services. So stand by, folks. We'll continue with Mark and more helpful and important information for you straight ahead.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Rolette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true. With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. Call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at retiresouthshore.com. That's retiresouthshore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back to part two of Retire South Shore Radio on this Sunday morning. I'm Jordan Rich, along with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. And the number there is 781-277-4308. Just a note that Marshall Wealth Management and Pinkham CPAs are not officially affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services. Mark, we were talking about a variety of things to think about when you're retiring, sometimes forced to retire early because of a dilemma that we're in, and you were covering a bunch. There are a few more that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the obvious ones, you know. Take your, if you get laid off, take your unemployment benefits, which sounds so like, obviously I would take that. Some people don't think to do it because they were getting ready to retire and they were like, oh, I'm going to jump on Social Security anyway, so I wasn't going to take it. Some people,
you've earned it. People should remember they've earned it. They've paid into it.
Some people say, I don't want to take it. I don't really need the money, you know, necessarily. I said, you paid into it. They're not going to give anyone else more
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not taking it. So take it. You know, trying to reduce your unnecessary expenses is, again, seems like a no-brainer. And sometimes people are like, well, I don't have any unnecessary expenses because I wouldn't have them if they were unnecessary expenses. But one of the things, and some of the listeners' children might not like this, is that I have a lot of clients that have adult kids on their payroll to a certain degree. You know, they're covering cell phone bills, the car insurance. They haven't stopped paying those certain things. And the kids are working and the kids have enough money to cover these expenses. So I say to people, that's a place that you can trim straight away. And you're talking $2,000-$4,000 a year sometimes with some of the stuff that you can reduce from not having to pay for an adult child's lifestyle anymore. So that's a big saving.
It's well known to many of us. The cell phone thing is weird. I don't know how that ever sort of happened culturally across the board, but it has. Just about everybody I know is still paying their cell phone bills of their kids. But that's a story for another time that I'll deal with.
I can tell when I'm sitting with a client and you're getting beneficiary designation information from them and you ask what the phone numbers of the kids are and they're all similar phone numbers to the family. I'm like, oh, you're still paying.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. We're talking with Mark about a variety of issues related to an upcoming webinar and more. The webinar, June 9th, this coming Wednesday, 11:45. You can register. It's all free, of course. Go to the webinar section on RetireSouthShore.com. We mentioned briefly Marshall Wealth Management and Brian, who's doing a fantastic job. You have other resources, and this is where the all-purpose under one umbrella service comes into play at South Shore Retirement Services. Let's talk about some of the others, including, you mentioned taxes, including the Pinkham CPA firm, which is very key in helping people, you know, guide them through this mess.
Yeah, when I started the firm, I wanted to have the truly holistic approach to retirement planning. There's too many people out there that clients go in and see and they just one size fits all and they have a, you know, this particular strategy is going to work for everyone, and that's just not how the world works. So I wanted to be able to help people. Obviously our primary business is the money side of things, but I want to be able to help people in other ways too. So affiliating or aligning myself with other professionals in their chosen fields just put us at a better position, and it puts the client in a better position. They can come to one office and meet with all these different individuals. So Pinkham CPAs, Mike and Dave Pinkham run a fantastic office out in Marshfield. There's several CPAs over there. I've used them personally and from a business standpoint for many years. I've been more than satisfied. So we have an arrangement that they can, you know, meet with our clients. Obviously, it's gotten a little tricky coming up with the July 15th being the new deadline, but at least answer tax questions that clients have, because I can't give tax advice, nor would I. But clients have questions about that all the time. And as simple as how much should I withhold to, as complicated as I'm in a business partnership or an LLC and I'm selling my share in it, and what's the implications to that? So they're a fantastic resource. We also offer low-cost legal work to clients, because you can have a fabulous retirement strategy and financial plan, but it can all go out the window if you don't have the correct estate plan put together. So Bill Caldwell and I have had a relationship for, gosh, it's more than 10 years, going on 12 years now probably, where we offer low-cost legal work to our clients, $399 for two wills, two powers of attorney, and two healthcare proxies and a revocable trust, an entire basic estate plan for a couple. We also have Stu Millard, who's been a fabulous resource from a Medicare perspective. People who are getting ready to go on Medicare, whether it be they're retiring or they're just turning 65 and they're already retired, they just have lots of questions. From what I understand, I've not gotten to that age yet, but you just get bombarded with mail in your box, and it can be really confusing as to what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing, what's official, what's not official. So he just takes the guesswork out of that whole thing. And then obviously we have the girls in the office, Holly and Carol, who kind of run the show on a day-to-day basis. And then Becky, who people have been becoming more aware of on the social media side of things, I couldn't do it without them. I mean, obviously I'm still working there and I'm still involved in the office, helping people figure out how they can make sure that they have enough money protecting their assets. But everyone kind of complements each other in the office. You can't just give advice in a vacuum. You have to look at this from the big picture standpoint. And that's what we talk to clients about on a day-to-day basis. And some of the time, the things that we're advising them on have nothing to do with their money. You know, you lose your job and you're not 65. Well, the norm is, well, I got to go on COBRA and I got to pay all this money. Well, you know, there's the Affordable Care Act. Potentially there's different types of healthcare that you could look into at a much lower cost. It's giving you the same coverage because your income is lower now because you've just lost your job. Those are the types of things that most people aren't talking about or aren't aware of, that can have huge, you know, savings for an individual.
For so many people, that sense of fear and foreboding and panic is totally justified. But when they have an opportunity to meet with you, let's say, and there's no obligation here, if you'll meet with anyone, and you get a chance to take a look at what they have. Some, as we've said before, some people just have a sense of what they have. They don't really know. I think that's many of us. It's amazing, because I've seen it and I've talked to your clients over the years. It's amazing how a lot of that fear is at least settled down, tamped down, because you understand, okay, this is where we're at. Let's put it on the whiteboard and see exactly where we're going. And it's not as scary as you might think, only because so many people who are listening right now have worked so hard over their careers to build up that sense of strength, that sense of fortitude. Talk a little bit more about the process. You know, people come to you all the time and they've got fear in their eyes nowadays. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter who you're talking to, you should talk to a professional. You have to, in whatever, you know, topic it happens to be, talk to someone who does this on a daily basis and sees different situations. Then maybe they know something that you're just completely unaware of. So when we meet with clients, it's all different walks of life, right? I mean, people who've managed their money themselves their whole lives, people who've worked with an advisor who's more just been an accumulation type person, and they you can tell that they, you know, they don't necessarily know the questions to ask, or they've made a list of questions that somebody else has given them, and they don't really understand what the questions are. So we try to walk through this in a very methodical, easy to understand way. And like you said a minute ago, the obligation, there's no obligation. I mean, people come in and not everyone becomes a client of ours. But, you know, it's interesting. We had a meeting last week and, you know, somebody was asking a question about one financial person who's like a financial celebrity, won't mention her name, saying, oh, you should do this and you should do that. And there's too many of those, in our opinion, out there on the television, on the radio. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but giving advice to the masses. And you can't retire on advice to the masses. You have to look at it from your particular situation and how is it going to impact you. You can't blanketly say, oh, you should buy this, or you should ride this out, or you should not do this, because that could be the worst or the best advice that you specifically are getting.
You see so much in terms of family diversity, in terms of property diversity. I mean, just think about all the neighbors we are now getting to know more intimately, because maybe not from closer than 6 feet, but the fact is everyone has their story. Everyone has their background. And as we've said before, everyone has an estate. It's not just the Clampets in Beverly Hills. It's everyone. Yeah. We all have an estate. So we all have a stake in the game. And I think that's the key element, is getting information. Information is power here. And then once you're armed with the information, that fear, which is still reasonable, it goes away, a lot of it, because it's all about worry.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the key thing is. Like, I've not retired myself yet.
You thinking about it?
No, not planning on it. But I've seen a lot of people go through retirement and it's nerve-wracking. But then all of a sudden, when they get into retirement and they see the money coming in, they see that it's going to come in on a consistent basis, then they start to relax a little bit. They start to do the things that make them happy as opposed to the things that made them money. And it's just, I don't want to say it's a simpler life, but it's a less stressful life, and they're enjoying all of the stuff that potentially that sometimes people put off because they're nervous that they can't do it, or they're just too busy that they don't have time for it.
As we've said again and again, the statistics point out, Mark, that oftentimes your life in retirement is equal to or exceeds your life in the work world. That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
Despite what's going on in the news and currently with the pandemic and so forth, it's still, the odds are very much more in your favor to live a longer life. So that's why it's so important. I can't help a joke with you about retiring early. I mean, you retire, as you say, every day, several times a day.
Yeah.
With the clients you have. But I think the point you made was very cogent. I want to just bring it up again. The last 3 or 4 years of someone's work world in a high-powered career are the most high-powered or the most stressful because you're winding down and maybe people want to see you wind down fast. I mean, there's a lot of issues here. You made a very good point about that.
Well, I think one of the things that can maybe relieve some of that stress is not only like the job itself can be really stressful, but the idea that 3 years from now, I'm not going to be working anymore and you're going full force at your job, but you don't have time to kind of sit back and figure out the next chapter, so having a strategy in place that kind of encompasses everything that you could possibly encounter in retirement and knowing that, all right, this is solid, this is going to work. And, if another pandemic happens or another market meltdown happens, because something's going to happen again during your life, that you're in a position that you've been able to, all weather your retirement strategy. So you don't have to be worried about it. And that might take some additional stress off a person in the last few years.
You're writing those chapters every day with people and they are appreciative. And of course, lots of people are looking for information. They can find it online at retiresouthshore.com. They can make a phone call, 781-277-4308. But specifically this week on Wednesday, the 9th at 11:45, there's a Zoom webinar. Mark will be officiating. It'll be a great time to see him and chat back and forth and to get some information. They've been very successful. So register now at retiresouthshore.com.
But the only thing is, I think you've got a little bit of corona brain. The 9th is a Tuesday, so it's on a Tuesday.
I've been saying Wednesday.
Well, it's on You're a right. Tuesday.
By the way, you didn't wish me a happy birthday, which was yesterday. So I'll just, you forgot about that. It's a Tuesday. The 9th is a Tuesday. Okay. Mark, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right. Take care.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.